This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Some of you remember Southwest Airlines used to have, they don't do this anymore, but they used to have seats that would face one another. If you can believe that, toward the back, you would sit and you could face the people that were sitting in front of you, which is a little awkward socially, but there were three people seated in front of me looking at me as I was facing the front of the plane. I noticed a woman was holding a book in front of her, reading it, and I'm always interested in what people are reading, the novels or whatever people are reading, and I saw the title. It said, How to Say Goodbye. Well, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I figured this woman is either in the process of losing somebody in her life or she's lost someone. So I was bold and I interrupted her reading and I said, Excuse me, have you lost somebody you love? She didn't say a word. She just took the book and she laid it down like that in front of her and didn't say a word for maybe 10 or 15 seconds. And I thought, uh-oh, I've done something I shouldn't. And she looked up and she said, Yes, I just lost my son, Eric, 22 years of age. And she started talking about him and she said, Nobody wants to talk about Eric. My family doesn't want to talk about Eric. Friends don't want to talk about it. I think they're afraid they'll upset me if they bring it up. And so I took that as a cue. I said, You tell me about Eric. It was like opening up an envelope and just stuff started falling out. And she told me about her son, Eric. And she said, You know, from the time he was diagnosed with cancer to the day he died was 6 months to the day. He lasted 6 months. And then she said something that really intrigued me. She said, You know, during the last week or two of his life, Eric would ask me questions that were childlike in nature. I said, What do you mean? She said, He would ask simple, childlike questions. Will grandma be there when I get there? Yeah, honey, he will. Will I see Uncle So-and-so? Yeah, he'll be there waiting for you. Well, I see this person and that person. And she said, all of his questions in the last week of his life were childlike questions. And I said, there's a reason for that. And she said, why? Those are the only questions that matter. Those are the only issues that matter when you're a week or two from dying. You want to know, is my loved one going to be there? Mom, will you be there? Dad, are you going to be there? Someday, are we going to meet? Are we going to have a reunion? Those are the only questions that matter at a time like that. And I want to suggest to you that that's part of preparing for a departure. That's part of making the most of your time. That's part of redeeming the time because the days are evil. That you start thinking about what really matters in life. And you know what really matters in life, the older you get, is eternity. Being with the Lord forever or being absent from the Lord forever, that which is the scariest definition of hell there is. You want a definition of hell that scares me, it's to be absent from the Lord forever. That's hell, to be away from the Lord forever. But we're told in the Bible to be absent from this body, to die is to be present with the Lord. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, that's where you will be also. And folks, you either stake your life on those scriptures that talk about the next life, or you stake your life on philosophy, on science, on money, on your resume, on your education, and it doesn't deliver. Didn't deliver for Eric. He wanted to know spiritual reality and truth. Decide that you're going to be a person who doesn't live foolishly, that you're a person who's filled with the Spirit because you recognize today, this day, that whatever fills my life controls my life. Decide today that you're going to be a wise person. Not wise in your own eyes, but wise because you see life from God's point of view. God's going to correct some things in my life and He's going to prepare me for other things. And God's going to work through His Word, through worship, and through communion to bless me and minister to me in ways that can't happen in any other place, in any other way.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.